This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The Rajya Sabha has been adjourned till 2 p.m. following heated exchange of words between the Treasury and the opposition benches over various issues. When the House met this morning, Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar rejected the adjournment notices moved by the opposition parties. The opposition parties objected to this and started sloganeering in the House. Leader of the House, J.P. Nadda, said the chair cannot be questioned with regard to admissibility and the chairman's ruling cannot be questioned. He criticised the Leader of Opposition, Mallikarjun Kharge, for questioning the chairman by holding a press conference and termed it condemnable. He termed this as contempt of the House and the chairman. He accused the Congress party of trying to demean the constitutional post of chairman. Mr. Nadda took strong exception over an alleged derogatory social media post on the chairman by the Congress party official social media handle. He alleged that Congress has no respect for parliamentary practices and all this is being done to try to divert attention from the alleged links between the Congress leaders and US businessman George Soros. He proposed censure motion on the conduct of opposition members. Meanwhile, Leader of Opposition Mallikarjun Kharge alleged that the Treasury bench is trying to divert the attention of the House. As allegations and counter-allegations between the Treasury and the opposition benches continued, the chairman adjourned the House till 2 p.m. Union Minister Giriraj Singh today questioned the Congress leaders for their alleged link with the US-based foundation. Talking to media at the Parliament House complex, Mr. Singh said Congress should come clean on this issue and explain their leaders' alleged nexus. Meanwhile, opposition INDIA bloc MPs today held a protest in the Parliament House complex over the alleged bribery charges against a prominent Indian business group. They were demanding a joint parliamentary committee probe into this matter. Cashless treatment of accident victim scheme will be launched across the country soon. Union Minister for Road Transport and Highways, Nitin Gadkari, said this in the Lok Sabha in a reply during the question hour today. The minister said the scheme prevailing in 6 states will be soon launched in UP and later in the rest of the country. The scheme enables the victims of the road accidents to avail cashless treatment of up to 1.5 lakh rupees in the hospitals. He informed that Uttar Pradesh, Tamil Nadu, Maharashtra and Madhya Pradesh account for the highest number of road accidents. Among the cities, Delhi, Bengaluru and Jaipur have recorded the highest accidents, saying that 30% of the road accident victims die due to delay in early treatment. The minister said that cashless treatment scheme has saved 2,100 lives in 6 states where the scheme is being implemented now. The Lok Sabha has also been adjourned till 2 p.m. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and his UAE counterpart Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan will hold the India-UAE strategic dialogue in New Delhi today. The UAE Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister will also meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi in the afternoon. He arrived in New Delhi last night to take part in the 4th strategic dialogue and the 15th India-UAE Joint Commission meeting. Foreign Affairs Minister of Portugal, Paulo Rangel, has arrived in New Delhi today on his 4-day official visit to India. This is his first official visit to India. Ministry of External Affairs, MEA, welcomed Mr. Rangel on his visit. Our correspondent reports that Mr. Rangel will hold a meeting with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar in New Delhi tomorrow. He is also scheduled to travel to Goa to participate in the programs on Saturday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today praised the Jal Jeevan Mission, saying that this scheme has played a pivotal role in empowering women, especially in rural areas. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that with clean water at their doorstep, women can now focus on skill development and self-reliance. In badminton, Indian women's doubles team of Treza Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand have advanced to the 3rd group stage match in World Tour Finals at Hangzhou in China today. The Indian duo defeated Malaysian pair of Pearly Tan and Tina Murlitharan 21-19 in the 2nd group stage match of World Tour Finals at Hangzhou. And with that, we end this news bulletin.